So what we're going to do today, you know, again, you know, you can listen to Hollywood and get their take on things. You can even listen to preachers and Bible teachers who are sensationalists, and they come up with all these, you know, theories and all these ideas. But, you know, I want to say what the Bible says. And so we're going to look at, you know, what does the scripture say about this?
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of The Antichrist, Part 4. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of The Antichrist, Part 4.
All right, so the mark of the beast and 666. So what we're going to do today, you know, again, you know, you can listen to Hollywood and get their take on things. You can even listen to preachers and Bible teachers who are sensationalists, and they come up with all these, you know, theories and all these ideas. But, you know, I want to say what the Bible says. And so we're going to look at, you know, what does the scripture say about this? And then, you know, I've written a book on Bible prophecy. And in the book that I wrote, you know, I try to stay away from speculations. And the reason that I do, I mean, you can go by, you know, I'm watching guys now that, I mean, you know, they got all these theories about the Middle East, and they got all these theories about Russia and China and, you know, this person and that person. And, you know, one of the things that I found out and why I have just, you know, written, you know, my book on Bible prophecy, just dealing with the biblical facts, is because things change. And then the next thing you know, that, you know, what this person was saying is no longer relevant. So I find that when we stick with the Bible, let the Bible speak for itself, and then, you know, we can be standing on some firm ground. Now, again, I'm watching this guy right now who has all kind of facts to back up, you know, what he's saying, and he's written books about this stuff. And, you know, I find that, you know, these things change. So let's look at what the Bible says about these two things, the mark of the beast and 666. All right. First of all, we see in Revelation 13 and verse 7, and that no man might buy, or that should be sell, except he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So this word, it says, except he had the mark. So, you know, in order for us to be able to understand, you know, we need to go back and look at, you know, what was John saying when he wrote this? You know, what would have been in John's mind? And so the word mark comes from the Greek word charagma, and it is used to designate a stamp impression similar to a mark left by a branding iron. So, you know, when John uses this word mark, he uses the word that typically referred to, you know, as we think of cattle, you know, how that the owners of a ranch would put their brand on their cattle. All right. So, you know, what was the significance of what John was saying when he was talking about the mark? So, you know, in his day, this would have been seen by the fact that worshipers of different gods in the ancient world received a mark to show their devotion to their deity. So that's the whole idea. So John is actually borrowing from that concept, where, you know, people had a mark put on their skin. Now, it may have been in their forehead, or it may have been in their hand, or maybe somewhere on their body, but they received a mark that showed their devotion to their deity, to their God. And so this is the basis that John is using to say that, you know, there will be people that will show their devotion to the Antichrist by taking a specific mark. Now, we're going to come back a little bit later, and we're going to look at, you know, that 666, you know, what does that actually mean? You know, why did John use 666? How come he didn't use 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, right? He could use any of those numbers. Why did he use 666? And so we're going to tell you why. So again, that you don't have to speculate and go along with all these theories that's out there. You know, there's a specific reason why John used 666. All right. So the mark of the beast, the mark, you know, referred to some type of impression left on the body. All right. Now, you know, again, speculations have been, you know, what is this mark? You know, some people say tattoo, some people say a scar, some people say a brand, others say a universal barcode, microchip, RFID device, GPS tracker, and some people even say that when you use the internet, you know, that's a sign of the mark of the beast. So again, it's, you know, what John is referring to is a literal mark. All right. So, you know, it's some type of mark, you know, that's in the body, some type of mark that's in the flesh. So, you know, these have been some speculations as to what the mark might be. Now, let's look at the biblical facts about the mark of the beast. All right. The biblical facts about the mark of the beast. Number one, it will be instituted under the reign of the Antichrist. All right. So, you know, anything outside of that, saints, anything outside of that is just speculation, and it's not biblical fact. You know, it can't be in place until the Antichrist shows up on the scene. So that's one thing that we need to keep in mind. The second thing we need to keep in mind is that without it, no one will be able to conduct business. That, you know, you can't, Revelation 13, 16 through 17, you will not be able to buy or sell. And you know what? You know, as a result of this, many people will die. You know, if you can't buy food, you'll die because you can't conduct business. So, you know, that kind of, you know, flows into the third point, and that is, you know, there will be a death mandate associated with it. So some people will die because they will not be able to buy or sell. Some people will die because of a mandate. All right. In Revelation 13, 15, and we'll look at this a little bit later, that people will actually be put to death because they refuse to receive the mark. Now, notice this, and I've never seen this before until I was studying the fact that possibly during this time, the way that people will die is that they will be beheaded. Okay, well, you say, where do you get that from? In Revelation chapter 20, in verse 4, John writes, he says that I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them, look at this, who were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshiped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So notice these saints here. Notice they didn't worship the beast. They didn't worship his image. They didn't receive the mark. And what happened to them? They were beheaded. All right, so John seems to let us know that the modus operandi during the time of the Antichrist, that people will be put to death, will be beheading. All right. So, you know, when we look at, you know, even in our society today, I don't know if you remember, this was, you know, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago in Egypt, they lined these Christians up, about 20 Christian men. And it was one of those extreme Muslim groups, and they beheaded every last one of them. They cut off their heads. So this seems to be how the Antichrist will put people to death that don't receive the mark. The last thing is that the mark also will be connected to the worship of the Antichrist. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in the book of Revelation, we see that worship is connected to the mark. So, you know, in order for you to be able to get into the sanctuary, or in order for you to be able to get into the stadium, you know, to worship, you know, you're going to have this mark. So these are the biblical facts about the mark of the beast. You know, so anything outside of this, you know, is a stretch. Okay, so, you know, again, as you listen, and there's a bunch of stuff out there. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. If they're saying too much more than what's right here, you know what I label them as? Sensationalists. You know, I call these individuals sensationalists, that, you know, they are into, you know, building these things up, and, you know, and a lot of times, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I think a lot of times, you know, guys write books, and they try to sell books. So, you know, if you just stick with these facts right here, it might be kind of difficult to sell books. So these are the things that we definitely know about the mark. It will be instituted under the reign of the Antichrist. So unless he's here, there's no mark of the beast. No one will be able to conduct business. There will be a death mandate associated with the mark, that those that don't take it, and then it's connected to the worship of the Antichrist. Now,
Pastor, can I ask, the notes that you're talking about, are they in the book that you sent us?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm in the process of typing this up, and I'll, you know, hopefully get it, you know, send it out, email it out to everybody. So, but no, this is, you know, I just put this PowerPoint together today. So it's not in that book. So the number 666, John says here, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, which is 666. All right. Some people say this number. What does this number represent? So I'm going to tell you why John used 666. All right. I'm going to tell you why. But again, here's some theories or speculations as to the number 666. Some people believe that it's a literal number. You know, those, you know, three sixes, a literal number. Others believe, since everybody will have a number during the tribulation, the prefix to each number will be that of the Antichrist. So, you know, all of us have a social security number. So, you know, if it would be like everybody's social security number would begin with 666. So, you know, that's this particular theory right here. Then somebody said that this is the number of the unholy Trinity, right? 7 is the number of perfection. And so six would be the number of imperfection. And so there's a six, you know, in Revelation chapter 12, it talks about the dragon, which is Satan. So there's a six for Satan, there's a six for the Antichrist, and then there's a six for the false prophet. So you remember the first beast in Revelation 13 is the Antichrist. The second beast in Revelation 13 is the false prophet. All right. So 666 would be the dragon, who is Satan, the Antichrist, who is the first beast, and the false prophet, who is the second beast. And then back in John's day, there was such a thing called the gematria. And in ancient writings, they would use this, and what they would do is assign a number, a numerical value to a letter. All right, a numerical value to a letter. And that when you add up the numbers of the Antichrist, it adds up to 666. So I tried to use this example. I didn't want to use anybody's name. So, you know, I pulled up the familiar Pookie, right? So just say that in this system, the P had the numerical value of 140. The O had the numerical value of 61. The K, now again, this is all, I made this all up. So this is not the way that they would have done it. You know, they probably would have did it a little different, but the principle, so I'm just trying to give you the idea of how it was done. The K, you know, would represent 132. The I, 152, and the E would be 120. So the sum total of this would be 666. That if you took, what did they say, say Nero was the Antichrist, as some people, you know, believe, then you would say, well, the N would represent 300, the E would represent 200, the R would represent another 100, and the O would represent 66. So when you add that up, you get the sum total of 666. So, you know, some people say, you know, this is what John was thinking about when he wrote. So, you know, here's some things that, now, you know, maybe there might be something to take into consideration, you know, with this last view right here. Again, I'm going to tell you why I think he uses 666. All right. And so we see here, numbers in the Bible mean something. So when you think about 40, you know, that's the time of testing. When you think about 12, you know, that's government. When you think about 7, that represents God's number of completion, wholeness, and perfection. So 6 represents something. You know, again, John just didn't, you know, pick this out of the sky and throw it in there. So 6 actually represents something. So what does 6 represent? 6 represents man, right? Man was created on the sixth day. And not only that, let me see if I, okay. Man was created on the sixth day. Now notice this also in Revelation chapter 13, where it talks about, here is wisdom, verse 18. All right, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for look at this, it is the number of a man. Jesus. So John says that it's the number of a man. So the word six, the letter number six actually represents man, right? So if you got 1 6, you know, that represents man. So now you got 3 sixes here. And so this is the number of the Antichrist, 666. Now, why is that? Because, you know, the Antichrist is going to do what? He's going to seek to be God in 2 Thessalonians 2:4, that the Antichrist will set himself up to be God. And he'll try to do everything that God does, but he'll come up short.
Of course.
You know, because one number, you know, the number 6, he's going to come up short. So that's why John uses 666, because it's the number of man. And Antichrist, who is a man, you know, will try to set himself up as God, and he's going to fall short of God's perfection. So when you look at, you know, why 666, this is the reason why John uses 666. All right. Now, somebody asked a question, is the COVID-19 vaccine the mark of the beast? I read an article this week where, I don't know if it was New York Times or Time Magazine, or that, you know, they were really bashing some preachers, because some preachers were saying that the COVID-19 vaccine is a mark of the beast. Now, why do they say that? Okay, so here's some reasons why some preachers, Bible teachers, are saying that COVID-19 vaccination is the mark of the beast. First of all, the mark of the beast is mandatory. In Revelation 13, verse 16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark. All right, so.
Pastor, are you changing the screen, because the screen is stuck on the mark of the beast?
Yeah, I did change the screen.
Okay, something is happening.
See, I
still sees the mark of the beast.
How about now?
No, same screen.
Huh. All right, I'm not sure. Let me stop. Okay, did it go off? The sharing go off?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so let me go back again.
Okay.
All right. So was it stuck there?
Now it's at the 666.
Okay.
The first page.
All right. How about there?
Now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, make it big now. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Let me okay, how about that?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah, let me know now, because I get in here and I start teaching, and I think I'm looking at something, and I might not be looking at what y'all looking at. So yeah, let me know. So the mark of the beast is mandatory, and you know, there are attempts to make COVID-19 mandatory. You look at some of the things that are being promoted. So people look at that and say, well, you know, this is the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast will be.
Thank you for joining us today on In Kurt and Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of The Antichrist Part 4. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, The Antichrist Part 4, you can contact us at inkurtinjesus.org and request The Antichrist Part 4. That's inkurtinjesus.org and request The Antichrist Part 4 from our series on prophecy. or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.